Anyway, the Celtics had a tough loss the other night against the Milwaukee Bucks in a game where they really competed hard for 48 minutes. They were trailing big early on against the tough Bucks team with Giannis Antetokounmpo. And, you know, I give the Celtics credit for fighting back hard in that game and making a ball game out of it. But ultimately, in the end, the Bucks ended up victorious. So the Celtics and the Bucks have split two games this year. But I could see that being a very compelling playoff series. I think the Bucks are one team the Celtics may have to get past in the playoffs if they want to make a run at it this year. But that'd be a good series, I think. I think the Celtics and Bucks can definitely match up well together. So that should be good. I think they'd be a better fit for each other in the playoffs compared to last year when it was just the Kyrie Irving show by the end. So this Celtics team is at least more balanced of a team when they're playing better on, you know, offense and defense. It's just a matter of if they can get healthy by that point. So hopefully they will. But yeah, lately it just seems like the Celtics haven't been playing their best basketball. People have been criticizing Brad Stevens for, you know, not making right changes or the right kind of coaching, or, excuse me, matchups, the right, you know, personnel matchups go. And some people think that the Celtics should make a big trade and get like Andre Drummond or something like that. I don't know if that's what they need to do. I just think they need to get healthy first and then maybe add like a role player to their bench or something. But I don't think they need to make any big splashes or big moves. Just wait for Kemba Walker and Jaylen Brown to come back and see what kind of team you got then. Then maybe add a little something, but nothing too big. I think it's just get healthy. Get healthy and play better defensively first. Because they definitely have the offense to win games. They just need to play better as a unit. So I think the energy and the effort's been lacking on defense lately for the Green, so that's one thing that needs to change anyway. So that's just how I see it. So anyway, we'll take another break here on sports and stuff. And when we come back, I'm going to recap the Jeopardy greatest of all time event, give my thoughts on the whole thing. And also a little later on, a celebrity celebrated a big birthday this past weekend, and they are a legend. We'll have more sports and stuff talk for you right after these messages.
Village Pizza is the family-owned East Hampton, Massachusetts establishment that has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Well known for their delicious Greek-style pizza pies and the best local spot to go hang out and watch a Celtics, Bruins, Red Sox, or Patriots game. Village Pizza, 100 Union Street, East Hampton. Proud sponsor of sports and stuff, Harold's Ice Cream has over 400 original flavors to select from. Best of all, Harold's is kosher certified, no moo or artificial ingredients. Harold's also makes ice cream cakes with real cake centers, and they also ship their frozen treats to customers. Harold's Ice Cream makes treats like frozen yogurt, sherbet, brownies, cookies, pies, and cakes. Harold's does it all to satisfy that sweet, healthy treat craving. They cater events for 70 people or more, and they ship their kosher treats by mail. Call Harold's Ice Cream today at 413-586-9700 and visit harolds.com.
Welcome back to Sports and Stuff here on EPRN, SoundCloud, and the app. As we move along here, let's talk a little TV talk right now with the Jeopardy Greatest of All Time event. The event drew pretty good ratings on ABC over its four nights. The ratings just kept going up and up every single night. It was, I think, the first night it was like 13 million, second night it was 14 million, third night it was like 15 million. It was everything it lived up to be. Everything as advertised. Just seeing the three best Jeopardy champions of all time, Ken Jennings, James Holzhauer, and Brad Rutter. Ken Jennings won it in four matches. He won three out of the four matches. It was the first player to win three matches, wins $1 million and the title of greatest of all time. And I have to say, it was pretty exciting to watch James Holzhauer and Ken Jennings go toe-to-toe like they did. Made for great television. And I loved how they all had funny banter between each other. They had fun with it, you could tell. So that was nice to see. I thought Ken Jennings deserved to win. He definitely played great, but I just didn't like the way he won it. I mean, he relied too much on daily doubles, but he kind of had to because James changed the way he played. And, well, they say the great ones make adjustments, and Ken adjusted to James's style. So did Brad Rutter, and that's how he was able to compete with him and ultimately beat him. So that was really the difference. Ken was lucky enough to find more daily doubles and took advantage of them. And I mean, he was uncomfortable having to bet big, but he had to just to keep up with James. But it was so exciting. I just wish it had gone one more night. I would have liked to have seen it get to 2-2 and have the next winner or the next match pretty much decided all, because Brad Rutter just seemed like a non-factor. But good for Ken. He definitely deserved it. I was disappointed that Brad Rutter didn't play better. He just looked slow the whole time on the buzzer. He was very inconsistent. Missed a lot of daily doubles when he found them, and just looked a little slow on the buzzer and just one step behind Ken and James. He was past his prime. You could tell. He's already the highest winner in the history of game shows. He doesn't really have much else to prove at this point. So for him, it was just kind of a fun thing. But boy, I would have just loved to have seen James win it. I mean, congrats to Ken, but I mean, he definitely deserved it. I mean, and I liked when Alex Trebek said he it took him 15 years to prove is he as good as he really was when he won 74 games, and he answers yes, he proved it. But I mean, James did more to change the way of Jeopardy is played, and had, in my opinion, had a little bigger impact on the show than. Or, well, just as big of an impact, like, as much as Ken did, because, you know, he really had to change the way people approach that game, just with his aggressive betting style and you know, jumping around the board like he did. I mean, he set the tone, and James and Ken and Brad had to, you know, keep up with him. I kind of wish James had won it, but I was kind of glad that Ken won it, just because I was glad to see him finally beat Brad Rutter, because I mean, he had never beat Brad in the previous tournament. So, good for Ken. I will say this. Ken is, I mean, by some, you know, the greatest Jeopardy player of all time, but I'll tell you who the real GOAT is. Alex Trebek. This was for him. I mean, people know about his pancreatic cancer by now. I mean, he's trying to do the best he can to fight it, but I mean, he was being realistic even in the last match. He said, you know, this may, I mean, and he was right. I mean, this is going to be the last time during this event that him and those three guys shared the stage together. So, I mean, it was kind of a sort of a somber sort of goodbye, but it was very sentimental and nice at the same time. But I mean, this was really for Alex Trebek. I mean, he's the greatest of all time. Put on a great show. The way he hosted that made it special, like it should be. And you could tell he was enjoying it. He really was. And, you know, what was funny was not just, you know, the competition itself, just watching it, how exciting that was. But I love the trash talk those three had on Twitter. I saw some of those little things they'd post. It was funny. Definitely kept it lighthearted. there was no real trash talking. I think they all respect each other and have a genuine appreciation for one another. It was just funny to see the comments he made. Like one picture showed Ken, Brad, and James, and under Brad's name it said certificate of participation because he wasn't gonna win it. That was kind of funny. But yeah, this is probably the last time they're ever going to do something like this. I don't see them doing another special tournament. I think this is it. Yeah, great way for Ken to ride off into the sunset, though. And I'll say this, I mean, Ken may be considered by some the greatest of all time, but he's not the greatest person of all time. I mean, he, unlike James and Brad, I mean, Ken has actually, you know, said very hurtful things on social media, which has changed the way people view him. I mean, he once made fun of a girl sitting in a wheelchair. Uncalled for. You don't do that. There's no need for that. I mean, just because you won millions of dollars doesn't give you the right to act like a jerk. It's just wrong. It's too egotistical. And I mean, I know I kind of sound like I'm complaining here a bit, but I did kind of get a little irritated at times with Ken on that on those shows because he often tended to act like he didn't know the response when he rang in. I mean, I have a hard time understanding that it's real because I feel like it was kind of a put on, but eh. Maybe he was unsure when he rang in. I don't know. He just kept doing it an awful lot, but I don't know. It just kind of got on my nerves a little bit, but anyway, it's funny people think he should take over for Alex Trebek when he retires. No, they're not going to go with a former contestant. They're going to go with a broadcaster, or they could go with Jeff Probst or Dan Patrick if they want experience, being that they have hosted a revival or a spinoff of Jeopardy, but no, it's going to be probably a broadcaster. I'm hoping they go with Anderson Cooper when Trebek's ready to hang it up, but no, it's not going to be Ken Jennings. I don't see that happening. I mean, he's got a good on-air personality, but I don't know. Just because he has, just some contestants who have the great qualities of a contestant don't necessarily have the same qualities of a good host. There's a difference. But still, I mean, congrats to Ken. Yeah, I'm not sure what James is gonna do here. Hopefully they bring him back on like another show or something. Kind of funny if all three of them ended up on like one of the ABC shows as like guest stars, but it was fun. It was very exciting. Just wish it had gone one or two more nights. So anyway, we will take another short break here on sports and stuff, and when we come back, I'll wrap things up for the week and give you something to look forward to next week on the show. We'll be right back.
Space. A final frontier.
Tune into revealing better results on EPRN. Better yet, download the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network app at app.eprn.us. Don't forget to listen to all the shows on EPRN and tell a friend to listen in at www.eprn.us.
MVMT is the affordable brand for men's and women's watches. Go to MVMTwatches.com and browse through the bestseller collection, all of the watches, sunglasses, wristband straps, and watch-related accessories. It's not surprising that MVMT offers free shipping worldwide to their customers. Sign up for the newsletter at MVMTwatches.com, read the MVMT brand story, and get caught up on the brand. Premium design at a fair price.
Welcome back to Sports and Stuff. And before we call quits for the week, I want to take this time to wish a belated happy birthday to Betty White, who just turned 98 years old this past weekend. God bless her. Just, my goodness, she is a legend. 98 years old. I'm hoping she makes it to 100, honestly. Just an absolute treasure. I mean, she's one of the greatest actresses of all time, legendary actress that everybody knows, did the Mary Tyler Moore Show, The Golden Girls, Hot in Cleveland, to name a few, and will always be known as the queen of Password to Mr. Alan Ludden. Great game show player, too, for Password and $25,000 Pyramid and other shows like that, you know, Match Game, to tell the truth. Yeah, she's a legend in so many ways. She's such a beloved person. And she's still got a good sharp wit about her. She's still got a good sense of humor. So, hope she had a nice birthday. So, she turned 98 years old. Thank goodness. Hard to believe if I live to be that old or close to 100, am I still going to be doing a podcast? Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I have to put my dentures in to talk to be able to. That's why I'm gonna sound like an old person, or like this. but anyway, happy birthday to Betty White. And for anyone that celebrated the birthday out there, hopefully happy birthday to you as well. So on that note, I'll say one more thing before I end the show this week. I'll go back to the Super Bowl talk here for a minute. I was mentioning about it earlier, but I think it's gonna be interesting the matchup seeing. Some of the secondary players for San Francisco on defense, how they match up with the receivers for Kansas City with like Richard Sherman against like either Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce, and how some of the secondary and the for the Kansas City Chiefs go up against the receivers for the 49ers. I think that'll be interesting. I think the Chiefs are a little too one-dimensional with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, if the 49ers run all over them, if they don't control the 49ers running game, the Chiefs do, then Mahomes is going to have to pretty much come back all by himself because he doesn't have much of a running game behind him. He may have to just sling it all over the place just to put points on the board, and that might be tough against, you know, guys like Richard Sherman who are good at covering the, you know, in the secondary. So it's going to be very difficult, but I think it'll be a very close game. I think it'll be exciting. It'll be a very competitive. I definitely think Patrick Mahomes is the better of the two between him and Jimmy Garoppolo, but boy, it's going to be so good. It's going to be a good game in 2 weeks from now. It's just too bad we have to wait 2 weeks, which was next week. but no, 2 weeks. It gives players another chance to, you know, another week to prepare, another week to get all the media stuff out of the way with talking to the media. That's all they're going to be talking about for 2 weeks is this game and other silly questions they can ask the players. So, yeah, it's always funny this time of year to see media outlets cover the Super Bowl that are not sports stations that just use it as just something to talk about. So we'll have more Super Bowl talk next week on the show. And in the next couple weeks, I'll be getting the chance to be announcing indoor filming more local sporting events for GCTV, my local TV station in Greenfield, as part of our Game of the Week. So I'll have plenty more stuff to talk about with that over the next couple weeks as far as games we film and that we broadcast. So I'll have that to look forward to on the next show. And on that note, I want to call the show here this week. I want to say thank you all for listening to the show. Be sure to listen for more shows in the future on EPRN, SoundCloud, and the Sports and Stuff app. Got all sorts of good stuff on there for you to listen to. Past shows, interviews, extra stuff we add. So be sure to check it out sometime. I highly suggest it. So, for everybody involved with this one, I'm John Meisner. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy your long 3-day weekend for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And we'll have you back here again, same time, same place, right here next week, here on Sports and Stuff. This is John Meisner signing off of the show for this week, saying take care, everybody. Have a great week. Catch a game. So long.